Surrealism posited, reality can only be represented in a state of perpetual transformation, triggering the imagination through dreams and automatism. It elevated the transformational process of metamorphosis and hybridization. Surrealist artist Victor Brauner's hybrid creation comprises a wooden work table with a taxidermied, snarling fox head, turning as if to bite its own tail. The linkage of the machine-made and natural, and sexuality and death, are disconcertedly combined in the foxy assemblage. It demonstrates the surprise element, the aim of many surrealists, by uniting incongruous objects to create new entities and transform familiar ones. Women surrealists approached the home with caustic wit, moving away from it as a passive site of desire to an active subject of desire. For them, the domestic object offered a tool to counter Freud's phallocentric reading of the home. Mirette Oppenheim designed her first bird leg table for Leo Castelli's avant-garde Paris gallery in 1939. In the 1970s, the Italian firm Simon International produced a pared-down limited edition. A gold-leaf oval top is marked with footprints of a fantasy bird. Its skinny legs and polished cast bronze claw feet ironically reference classical claw feet seen in antique furniture.